It's hard to believe that the Passover now is just under 3 weeks from now. You have probably already started thinking about the Passover and to spiritually prepare for it. I would like for us to consider whether there is something we could ask God as we get closer to the Passover so we can be better prepared for it. You know, there are many things that we could ask for. There are many examples in the Bible that people ask for. There's the example of Solomon when he became a king of Israel. God appeared to him in a dream and asked him, you know, what should I give you? Solomon asked for an understanding heart. You know, this pleased God, who granted Solomon what he requested and gave him what he did not request, both riches and honor. So what might we ask God for at this time? I would like us to focus on two things that we can ask God as we approach the Passover to help us spiritually so that we can be better prepared for the Passover. You know, it seems like we are always falling short of what God expects of us. In many cases, you know, committing the same types of sins year after year. And King David was no exception to this. In his song of repentance, he makes quite a few requests from God. Please turn to Psalm 51, where the heading reads, to the chief musician, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet went to him after he had gone in to Bathsheba. You know, David also had Bathsheba's husband, Uriah, the Hittite, killed in battle. Our pastor, Mark Welch, he gave a sermon in January entitled, Are You the Man?, in which he gave five lessons that we can learn from Nathan's parable and David's reaction to it. He probably has already given it here, I'm not sure, but if you have not heard it, you know, I would highly recommend it. So in Psalms 51, let's go ahead and start in verse 1. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Now, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. I would like to focus on two things that King David asked for that I believe will serve us well as we approach Passover. Just remember that David had just committed a terrible sin with Bathsheba and had Uriah the Hittite killed in battle. And God had sent Nathan to tell David of his sins. In verse 7, King David ask God to purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. He also made a similar request in verse 2. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. The Expositor's Bible commentary states this. The unclean, such as lepers, used to represent themselves before the priest on the occasion of their purification, and that's from Leviticus 14. The priest, being justified that the unclean person had met the requirements for purification, would take a bunch of hyssop and sprinkle the person with water, symbolic of ritual cleansing. Here the psalmist, David, petitions the Lord to be his priest by taking the hyssop and by declaring him cleansed from all sin. David is asking God to cleanse him spiritually using the hyssop as he confesses his sins. Hyssop is a little shrub with which the blood and water of purification was applied. You know, there are other examples in the Bible of hyssop being used. The same method was later used in the same chapter 14, Leviticus, to purify a house that had a plague. In Exodus 12:22, God instructs the Israelites to kill the Passover and to take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in blood and sprinkle the lintel and the two side posts, the two doorposts, with the blood, and that none of them shall go out of the house until the morning. And then, of course, God passed over the house, and the houses that had the blood on the two doorposts, and God smote all the firstborn of the land of Egypt, sparing the people that had the blood on the two doorposts. And also in Jesus' in John 19:29, the Roman soldiers filled a sponge with vinegar and put it upon hyssop and put it on his mouth. You know, it is interesting that God used that particular plant at that time. The analogy of whiter than snow is also used elsewhere in the Bible. We read in Isaiah 1:18, it says, "Come now, and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be as red like crimson, they shall be as wool." And also in Leviticus 1:14, "His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire." We should ask God to purge us symbolically with hyssop, to wash us thoroughly from our iniquities, and to cleanse us from sin, so that we can be whiter than snow. The second request that I would like to focus on that David asked for is found in verse 10. David asked God to create in him a pure heart and renew a steadfast spirit within him. The Hebrew word for steadfast is used about 217 times in the King James Version, and it means to stand perpendicular, to set up, render sure, proper, certain, confirm, stand, faithfulness, fasten, firm, be fitted, be fixed, frame, order, perfect, provide, preparation, make provision, ready, establish, and stand. Most of these words are used elsewhere in the Bible instead of steadfast. I recently, a few months ago, read an article in the May-June 2014 United News written by Rachel Henderson entitled "Renew a Steadfast Spirit Within Me." Her article was not on the Passover per se, but it was on asking God for forgiveness. She states in the article that steadfast means fixed in purpose, direction, and resolution. Other definitions include unwavering and fixed in place. You know, this describes what we should be, you know, fixed in our purpose, unwavering in our commitment, resolute in our spiritual pursuit, you know, having a steadfast gaze on our goal. You know, we need a steadfast spirit to help us with our physical disciplines. And the Bible, the UCG Bible reading program that we have, has this to say: "And this cleansing, to thoroughly scrub him clean from his spiritual uncleanness, David prays that God would create in him a clean heart and would renew a steadfast, faithful spirit within him. David realized that he could not be faithful on his own. He needed God's constant help. So he pleads to remain in God's presence and to continue to have God's Holy Spirit to help him, not himself cast out and that spirit taken away, as he knew that he deserved. You know, brethren, we cannot do this on our own. We need God's constant help, and we need to ask him for that help. So as we approach the Passover in less than 3 weeks from now, we should ask God to purge us symbolically with hyssop, to wash us thoroughly from our iniquities, and to cleanse us from sin so that we can be whiter than snow. Also, we should ask God to create in us a clean heart and renew a steadfast spirit within us."